Southampton Row by Anne Perry. With thanks to Derek Graham for his assistance in research and for his excellent ideas. Chapter 1.
I'm sorry, Assistant Commissioner Cornwallis said quietly, his face a mask of guilt and unhappiness. I did everything I could, made every argument, moral and legal, but I can't fight the inner circle.
Pitt was stunned. He stood in the middle of the office with the sunlight splashing across the floor and the noise of horses' hooves, wheels on the cobbles, and the shouts of drivers barely muffled beyond the window. Pleasure boats plied up and down the Thames on the hot June day. After the Whitechapel conspiracy, he had been reinstated as superintendent of the Bow Street police station. Queen Victoria herself had thanked him for his courage and loyalty. Now Cornwallis was dismissing him again. They can't, Pitt protested. Her Majesty herself! Cornwallis's eyes did not waver, but they were filled with misery.
They can. They have more power than you or I will ever know. The Queen will hear what they want her to. If we take it to her, believe me, you will have nothing left, not even Special Branch. Narraway will be glad to have you back.
The words seemed forced from him, harsh in his throat.
Take it, Pitt. For your own sake and your family's. It's the best you'll get. And you're good at it. No one could measure what you did for your country in beating Voysey at Whitechapel.
Beating him? Pitt said bitterly. He's knighted by the Queen, and the inner circle is still powerful enough to say who shall be superintendent of Bow Street and who shan't. Cornwallis winced, the skin drawn tight across the bones of his face.
I know.